I did say the volume of disappointment is probably based on how close we ran that Nottingham team over 4 days of cricket. And that's professional sport. I think those disappointments, I'd rather be disappointed in having missed out on a win than losing.
Did you expect it to be difficult today? Because, I mean, nothing really happened for you in the final session yesterday, did it?
Yeah, I think though, yeah, that sort of end session yesterday and the first one today, you know, only picking up one wicket. I do think that last session was probably 20 minutes too long for us. We looked like we'd obviously put a lot of effort into, you know, dismissing that Nottinghamshire side in 40-odd overs. But, you know, they are a quality team, you know, with some very good players. I don't think anyone expected us to roll them out for under 100. So the game accelerated much quicker than the batting had in terms of setting them that total. But I don't think there's anything else we could have done. I think every player's put in a shift there. I think 1 to 11 has played a part in this game, and they should be very proud of that.
Yeah, because you did keep going. Every time we sort of thought, well, this is definitely drifted out to a draw, suddenly you take a couple of wickets and it was kind of back on again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jeet's toiling away again, and he's taken 24 wickets now, hasn't he, in a couple of games. And what was really pleasing was Henry Brooks. You know, he's had his injury last year, and trying to get him back up to that sort of getting the bowling workloads right, he's had to come and come again, and, you know, picking up a couple of wickets there. And it did feel like every time we thought the game was probably going to get a little bit far away from us, we picked up a wicket and the energy level rose again. But they've put in 8 days, really, 8 days of real quality cricket to beat the champions last week, and then to nearly force a result in this one was a great effort.
You mentioned Henry Brooks. He's having a bit of a problem with no balls. Is that something are you encouraging him to worry about that or not?
Oh, no, we'll encourage him to worry about that, especially because he's probably missed out on two wickets because of it. I think he missed out one at Taunton as well. These are the things that you put in practice, which he's working very hard on. And I think it's part of his immaturity as a bowler. He's busting a gut to get that ball down as quick as he can, and getting your feet in the right place is very important. And yes, maybe that LBW of Nash could have opened up, you know, the Nottinghamshire team. Was it just before lunch? Yeah. Things could have been different, but I'm not going to question the effort. He's come in and bowled three or four spells there, he's a very tired boy at the moment, but he's put in a great shift.
So what do you say about it? You had three defeats in a row. First two in particular were pretty horrible. Taunton was a little bit more even, if you like, but then you've come back, you've beaten Surrey, you've come close to beating Notts. You must be pretty encouraged with the way you've bounced back from those defeats.
Yeah, I mean, we've turned things around. We know this is the start and there's a lot of cricket left in this championship, but I do think, you know, on our way back up the M5 after that loss against Somerset, who were, you know, arguably the most informed team in the country at the time and still are, there were some good things in that game, and we went toe-to-toe for them for, you know, large periods of that game. And how we picked ourselves up from that and started believing that we can compete over 4 days of cricket at this level. And there's some young guys there who maybe been asking themselves a few questions of, you know, can they do it? I hope now they realise how good they can be.
And the batting's coming on. I mean, Adam Hose has struggled, produced his maiden first-class century. I know they weren't big scores, but Rob Yates's was his best so far, and Liam Banks close to it. Do you feel that the batting's coming on?
Yeah, I mean, starting with Hosey, you know, he busted his thumb a day before the RL50, so he missed 4 or 5 weeks of cricket. So he came back into that team, and he was still short of cricket, let alone short of runs. But he's worked very, very hard on his game and shown us that what he's capable of doing. And that's a decent bowling attack. You know, you've got two, you know, test bowlers there. You've got Fletcher, who's been a fantastic servant to Nottinghamshire for many years. And hopefully now he can take that going forward. And I think there were, you know, periods of play during that first couple of days, you know, whether it be Sibs batting the way he did, you know, Rhodesy coming out and playing his shots early doors, and then Hayne and Yates and Banks, for me, you know, that was some sustained pressure, not just, you know, testing their techniques, but testing their mental strength as well, because those Notts guys are all over him. And I think those little periods there where they batted and they spent time at the crease helped us achieve the total that we did.
You're off to York next, which will be interesting. As you were mentioning, you won't expect too many turning pitches at away games the way Jeetan Patel's going.
No, we won't, but we'll also hopefully be welcoming back some guys like Stone and Sidebottom. So the timing might hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, City's going to be playing a second team game this week. Stoney's making good progress. So if teams want to try and prepare wickets to combat Jeets, hopefully we'll have enough stocks on the sidelines to come in and compete as well.
So Ollie's got a chance for York, has he?
Well, I think that'll be early doors for Ollie. Right. You know, he's doing well. He bowled in the nets, bowled five overs in the nets on day two or three of this game. We'll be monitoring him very closely. Ryan's probably ahead of schedule and play in that game. It just gives us more options, just to know that we've got, we'll be able to over those games, because they'll come thick and fast, those three or four games, to be able to either rotate or if there are injuries or niggles, that we'll be able to weather those a little bit better than we have done so far this season.
And Ian Bell, where is he at the moment in terms of?
Probably a little bit behind schedule. It's extremely delicate injury that he's had. You know, he's effectively had his toe broken and reset, and the ligaments reset. So I think it's a very painful rehab that he has to go through. So he's had good days and bad days. And I think we looked at sort of mid-June, there was a game against Leicestershire at Portland Road, a second team game that we could target. We might have to temper that and maybe move it slightly back. So we'll monitor that. I think he's going to see the specialist again tomorrow. So we'll get more information from that. But we need to be careful with it, because, you know, it's not an easy injury to get over.
Final thought, Jim. At the members forum the other night, you were saying, when you were asked the question, that consolidation in the First Division would be a decent effort with all the young players that are coming through this season. Do you feel, from what you see in the last two games, that you're equipped to do that now?
Yeah, I always thought we were equipped. I think, you know, the two things I said at the beginning of the season was, you know, consolidation in Div 1 would be a big tick for us. Managing expectation is the other one, whether it be the members, the fans, you know, the board, the players themselves, managing their own expectations of being able to perform at this level. They've had to be exposed because of a couple of injuries. But what they've shown there is they've stuck together. They've really grown as a unit and as a team. I think what was the last two games, what's really been pleasing, is the stuff that doesn't require skill. It's about creating energy in the field. It's about creating theatre. It's about, as a unit, coming together. They've definitely shown through the hardship of the early part of the season that they are coming together and they're backing each other, and the way they enjoy each other's success is very pleasing as well.
Jim, appreciate you coming out. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Jim.